Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I am BBD. That, as you all know, is Joe's McFly.
Joe's McFly here. How are you guys doing today?
Hello, the chat. We love you. Joe's, how are you today? Haven't seen you yet.
Season's on the line. Woo!
Can't think of a more fitting starter to, give the keys to the season to.
So that's right. Is Olsen playing tonight?
The Braves don't sit guys, so I believe so. I mean, the Braves lineup, I just got it in front of me. Oh. Acuna, Michael Harris, the second. I think that's a different lineup. Oh, because Albies is hurt. Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Marcelo Zuna, Eddie Rosario, Sean Murphy, Orlando Arcia, Nicky Lopez, Bryce Elder on the bump. The Yankees are throwing out there. Luis Severino on the hill. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa leads off playing third base. Aaron Judge is in right field batting second. Gleyber Torres bats third, plays second. Giancarlo Stanton is the DH in the cleanup spot. Jake Bowers in the five hole in left field. DJ LeMahieu at first base. He bats sixth. That's sixth, right? Yep. Harrison Bader bats seventh in center field. Anthony Volpe is the shortstop batting eighth. And Ben Rortfin is catching.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, let's try to win the day.
Win the day. Win the day.
Win the day. Go 1-0 today.
Anything you're watching for in this one? Lineup's fine. Bowers is in left field. DJ's is at first. First time Bowers has been in the outfield in a bit. That's the notes from the lineup.
I feel like if we're not watching for Severino, then what are we doing? What's he going to do? You know? Is it going to be this downward trend once again? Is it going to be...
I really like Sevy. I hope not.
Straight no contest? Me too. I want him to get it going, you know? For him, for himself, for his family. And this is not the lineup to play around with, man. We've seen that. They have these crazy innings. I think yesterday they had an inning where they had six or seven straight hits.
Yeah, they that lineup really bangs. They're really, really, really good.
I don't know, because maybe I don't watch as much Brave baseball, but it was a little refreshing to watch because it's like, hey, a team can be built to do this.
You know what? It kind of reminded me of the way people used to talk about the Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm watching for Severino. What are you doing today, Sevy?
Yeah. How are you, Sevy, going to participate in the pitching path to victory? Is what a lot of people are wondering out there.
No opener. They tried that. No opener.
The only guys out of the picture, Ian Hamilton and Albert Abreu, both threw 49 pitches yesterday.
I think Severino, I mean, when you said Schmidt take it on the chin yesterday, the Yankees took him out.
Yeah. And Booney indicated to us Sevy might be wearing it if he needs to. They
who wasn't used yesterday?
So the good news is everybody besides Hamilton and Abreu is available. Right. Everyone else was not used yesterday. Booney basically said to us on the main show today that everyone in their pen should be good for one inning. and that they will likely try to avoid King today and use him for many innings tomorrow. I don't know if that will be in an opener role, a starter. Is that a start at that point if he's going 50 pitches? I guess so. Or is he going to come into the pen? But he's available if they need him. They have to make him available. But everybody else should be good for an inning. Lwiska coming back from injury. He's probably not in multiple inning territory yet.
No.
But he's the freshest arm in the pen that'll get used tonight.
Sevy for four?
Let's do Sevy for four, then working backwards. Clay, nine. Wandy, eight. Lwiska, seven. Six would be Canely at that point. The Keenan Middleton gets the fifth, something like that. That would be everybody getting one. That's all the guys.
I hope that Severino can just.
The Yankees would love for Sevy to give him five if they can. Listen,
I would love for Sevy to like get it crazy together and like give us like a dominant performance. But I'm only asking for four. But anything more than that is like, whoa, thank you.
I think the Yankees are like committing to Sevy giving them at least four. And everybody's going to like it. Worst case scenario, everybody is going to pitch their inning. And I guess if they are, I guess if it is the worst case scenario, that would mean Clay probably sits out tonight, 23 pitches 2 days ago. They wouldn't have to pitch the ninth inning. And that, but then you're playing for the loss. That's not the path to victory.
Right.
So we pathed it.
So that's good. I think that now that we got a nice little path, it's time for good times, good vibes.
So draft, it's the Homer draft. Yankees did not hit a home run last night, unless I'm forgetting something that I don't think I am. They did score early enough, so when we get to the over-unders, the overs did hit, so good job by us there reading the room. Spoiler on the over-under, it is a different number than we've seen before. So
let's start Homer drafting hits.
Hit draft would be
nice. Hit draft is a down bad. But Homer draft.
Homer draft.
You go first, right?
I go first. And I think lucky for you, I'm not letting the opportunity go where I could end up not getting one of these guys in the series. So I'm taking two guys that you have already picked.
Yeah.
I'll take Judge and Stanton.
This is fine.
And you have everybody but them available to you. With your two picks.
Who's pitching for the Braves?
Bryce Elder, who has good numbers on the year. His last couple games haven't been as good as his first several. He's a StatCast marvel because it's the bluest StatCast page you'll maybe ever see. But he has gotten results. He has dodged barrels. He's a fascinating critter.
I'm going to go with Bowers. And I'll go with Torres.
I like that. I like Glaber a lot.
Like Glaber here, and I like Bowers as well. Lefty homer. Would love that. Yes.
I would love that.
Lock it in.
Lock it in. Let's see if the over-under line has changed, and it hasn't. Has not changed. Any guesses on the line? I gave you a hint.
Okay.
Yesterday was 9 and we went over.
I'm sure. I think it's higher than that for some reason. Let's go 9.5.
Joe's, the line tonight is 10.5.
No way! I didn't want to believe 10. 10 is crazy.
That's crazy. And you know what's crazier? Over. Yankees won't be shut out tonight. And right now, I don't trust them. They're going to let their guys wear it a bit. and a line this high for the novelty, I kind of have to chase this over. Even though the Yankees still have not earned me taking an over, they did go over last night, and I picked it. I am taking the over again.
Over again. You know, season's on the line, over again.
They need to score.
Season's on the line.
They need to score. You know, I almost premoed Oswaldo Cabrera.
Did that premo come true yesterday?
Kinda. I'm blanking on exactly what it was now, but I remember thinking, I remember actively thinking that might have been your premo. Oh, I remember what it was. It was when IKF got out on that double. I was like, you had the wrong guy, but that's what happened. You had a guy advancing to second for last seven inning, but it drove in a run. Yes. So it turned out to be IKF.
Crazy. What are you seeing?
Yesterday I almost did Oswaldo's stolen base, and now I regret it because it became true. What am I seeing? Nothing feels quite right.
I'm seeing something weird.
Ooh, I got kind of a weird one. It's not that weird. I should have like a pop foul, and Rortvedt's reaching over a railing. So I guess it's over the dugout.
I'm getting Ben Rortvedt.
Are we about to double premo Rortvedt?
Two hits.
You have Rortvedt with two hits.
With two hits, I'm seeing that in my mental mind.
I like.
I'm seeing that.
Everyone, subscribe to this. Jimmy, Jake, myself, and James Smythe will be simulcasting the game on the Yes app. If you have access to that, check it out.
That should be fun.
Allegedly, I'm mic'd up. I haven't been told that again today, but yesterday, Tech Mike here told me that Medvin said I was mic'd up. So that'll be fun. I'll participate.
Is that right?
Could be a big night for BBD Army.
Should be good. Make sure you guys watch out for that.
That could be an electric subscribe.
You know what? Yanks just win today, man. Just win today.
Win the day.
Win the day.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.